What are you doing about the starving children in Gaza? What are you doing?
Taking money from AIPAC, with respect. That's something that has infiltrated our government.
AIPAC money.
Watch Congressman Jake Auchincloss discover in real time that his voters know he's bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby.
I wondered whether if you had not accepted AIPAC money, whether you'd change your feeling about speaking about Israel-Palestine.
I think we as citizens and as policymakers have to hold in our heads competing convictions and ideas.
Me personally, I'm concerned with AIPAC, and I was just wondering if you particularly or anyone you know of has any plans to try to reduce this problem.
What are you doing to prevent the use of our taxes to starve and kill people in Gaza?
Yeah. You were elected by us.
I've addressed Israel and Gaza now on, I think, three separate occasions, so we're going to keep moving on.
So I know you don't really want to take any more questions about Gaza, but I'm going to ask you to think about it.
Starvation is not what my tax dollars should go to.
I hear the sense of emotional urgency behind Gaza. I've addressed that issue. I'm not going to continue to address the issue.
I want to know, aside from taking money from AIPAC, with respect, that's something that has infiltrated our government.
What are you going to do?
What do you plan to do to end the killing of Palestinians in Gaza while they are trying to access food?
I've addressed the Gaza issue on numerous times.
So you don't plan to do anything to end the killing of Palestinians?
Do you believe killing children and civilians in the name of strategic defense is ever justified? Yes or no?
A somewhat related question. I want to make clear I'm a lifetime Democrat, and I will probably continue to be. But I also feel that all three branches of our government are betraying the people of the United States right now.